Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and State PCs preparation. The humble footpath, often taken for granted, has become a focal point in the pursuit of a fundamental right, the right to walk, which has been increasingly affirmed by Indian courts as an integral part of the right to life under Article 21 of the Constitution. This development has come to the forefront as cities grapple with the alarming rates of pedestrian deaths, the disappearance of footpaths, and the struggle for the rights of vulnerable road users. The pedestrian, it seems, is the most neglected actor in Indian urban transport, with roads primarily designed for vehicles, footpaths either encroached upon or absent, and pedestrians bearing a disproportionate share of road fatalities. The judicial recognition of a right to walk has reframed footpaths from being merely a civic amenity to a constitutional entitlement. This shift is rooted in the expansive reading of Article 21, which guarantees that no person shall be deprived of their life or personal liberty except according to procedure established by law. Over decades, the Supreme Court has interpreted life to mean not just mere animal existence but a life of dignity, encompassing a clean environment, livelihood, health, and mobility. The right to walk flows from this expansive reading, suggesting that if the state allows footpaths to be encroached upon or built unsafely, forcing pedestrians onto carriageways where they are killed, it arguably fails its duty to protect life under Article 21. This interpretation places a significant responsibility on the state to ensure that footpaths are safe, accessible, and free from encroachments. However, a key tension arises between the rights of street vendors, whose livelihood is also protected under Article 21, and the Street Vendors Protection of Livelihood and Regulation of Street Vending Act, 2014, and pedestrians who need clear footpaths. The constitutional task is to balance these rights through designated vending zones rather than blanket eviction or unchecked encroachment. The governance dimension of the right to walk is equally crucial, as it ultimately tests urban-local governance. Footpaths fall under municipal jurisdiction, connecting the issue to the 74th Constitutional Amendment and the functioning of urban-local bodies, ULBs. Key governance failures include footpaths that are too narrow or interrupted by utility boxes and parking, encroachment by vendors, parked vehicles, and construction debris, and a lack of universal accessibility for the elderly and persons with disabilities. The Rights of Persons with Disabilities Act, 2016, mandates accessible public spaces, reinforcing that footpaths must be barrier-free, not just present. Remember this carefully. Accessible public spaces are not just a convenience but a legal mandate. The linkage to road safety is also significant. Pedestrians and other vulnerable road users account for a large share of India's road fatalities. The Motor Vehicles Amendment Act, 2019, and the Sustainable Development Goal 3.6, which aims to halve road traffic deaths, both demand safer street design. A right to walk gives constitutional teeth to road safety obligations, making it a critical component of urban planning. Now, let us turn to the analysis and the way forward. To ensure the right to walk is a reality, it is essential to codify standards for footpath design, adopting and enforcing minimum width, continuity, and universal accessibility. Designated vending zones must be implemented in line with the 2014 Street Vendors Act to reconcile competing livelihoods. Accountability is also key, making ULBs answerable for pedestrian infrastructure with citizen audits. Lastly, there needs to be a shift from vehicle-centric to complete streets planning that allocates space to walking, cycling, and transit. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? This topic is relevant to GS Paper 2, covering polity, governance, and the 74th Amendment. For prelims, remember Article 21, the Street Vendors Act 2014, and the Rights of Persons with Disabilities Act 2016. For Mainz, the right to walk illustrates the judiciary's expansion of Article 21, which you can examine in the context of urban governance and competing livelihoods. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The right to walk is based on Article 21, which guarantees the right to life and personal liberty. A key precedent on livelihood is the Olga Tellis v. Bombay Municipal Corporation case in 1985. The Street Vendors, Protection of Livelihood and Regulation of Street Vending Act, 2014, is a crucial piece of legislation for vendors. The Rights of Persons with Disabilities Act, 2016, mandates accessibility in public spaces. The governance hook for this issue is the 74th Constitutional Amendment and urban local bodies. Globally, the target is SDG 3.6, which aims to halve road traffic deaths. With the right to walk being recognized as a fundamental right, it underscores the importance of balancing individual rights with the need for safe, accessible, and livable cities, reflecting a broader shift towards more inclusive and sustainable urban development. This development has significant implications for urban planning, governance, and the protection of vulnerable road users, highlighting the need for a holistic approach to ensuring that cities are designed to serve all their inhabitants, not just those with vehicles.